This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day to begin, and perfectly appropriate to begin today, a Republican revival. Because the disappointment for the Republican Party at the non-existence of a red wave, people had heard that phrase so much, and now the Republicans have not even secured control of the House of Representatives. The number of seats that they will gain in the House, even if they do win bare control of 218 seats in the House, it'll be one of the least successful elections ever for the party that's out of power, which usually gets a break and gains ground while the other party controls the Congress of the United States particularly, and the presidency as well. So in historical context, how does this Republican revival begin, and where does it go, and what's the biggest obstacle to its success? All of these matters are discussed by Matt Continetti. He is a senior fellow and a chair at the American Prosperity for the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, where his focus is on American political thought and history. He's the author of the best-selling new book, The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. Josh, bringing us up to date as to where we stand right now in that war, do you have any doubt at all that President Trump is going to go through with what seems to be a harebrained plan to announce his candidacy tomorrow night?
I think all signs are, Michael, that he is ready to go and ready to make some sort of announcement tomorrow related to his presidential candidacy. Yes, I believe that's going to happen.
And do you think there's any doubt that the that he might surprise people and say, well, I've decided I'm not going to run for president. I'm going to be looking for some like Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, I think that would be unlikely. You never can predict with Donald Trump, of course, but I'd say, judging by his attitude and the aftermath of this election toward Republicans he considers rivals, Governor DeSantis of Florida, Governor Youngkin of Virginia, I think Donald Trump wants to prove that he is still king of the GOP.
And so if you were advising him, and you've advised other politicians based upon your journalism and your historical writing, what should President Trump say? Should he begin by denying that this was a disappointing election for conservatives?
Well, I always find it hard to put myself in the position of Donald Trump. I would say that he's going to come out tomorrow and say that the reason that the GOP had such a disappointing election was that the GOP was not anti-establishment enough. I think he's going to blame Senator Mitch McConnell. And he's going to say that the Republicans were outspent. He won't mention, of course, that he spent very little of the money he's raised in support of his candidates. But I think McConnell, a lack of spending, and then I think he's going to talk about the mail-in voting. That's always been a concern of his. It became a kind of a ID fix for him in the 2020, and I think he'll use that to explain the disappointing Republican results as well. And I think he'll then say that the only way to win is with him at the top of the ticket, even though, in my view, the evidence doesn't bear that thesis out.
Okay, what would be the best evidence that he could give that putting him up the top of the ticket would be the way for party revival. I mean, I know he will use the fact that there was a very high turnout election in 2020, and therefore he got the most votes ever for a president seeking re-election. Not the highest percentage, just the most raw votes. But other than that, what's the best case for Trump's electoral invincibility?
Right. I think that he would say that some of the candidates in this cycle, so let's look at J.D. Vance in Ohio and Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, did not turn out the Trump base in sufficient numbers, in particular in those kind of border counties between Ohio and Pennsylvania, real Trump territory, old school industrial counties, Appalachian counties. And so from the Trump perspective, he said he's personally the only candidate able to mobilize that voting base. It is true that Donald Trump mobilizes his supporters like few presidents or few candidates have. However, he also mobilizes his opponents, and the opponents are, unfortunately for the Republicans, in larger numbers than Trump's. And so it's not necessarily the case. In fact, I think that we've seen in the 2018 midterm, we saw in the 2020 election, we saw in the Georgia special elections in the Senate in 2021, and then we see again this year, 2022, that despite his claims, Donald Trump is not an electoral asset for the national GOP.
And in that context, do you expect to see him spending a lot of time down in Georgia at the side of his protege, Herschel Walker?
I really don't know. I don't know what his response will be to the many Republicans, including many of his own supporters, saying maybe take a breather in between the announcement Tuesday, which was already hinted at prior to the election, and the Georgia special election, which will be in the early December. On the, knowing Trump, though, he will want to make that special election another referendum on him. It could be the case that, unlike in the special elections in 2021, if he's actively campaigning for Herschel Walker and telling his voters to trust the process and to vote, he could potentially bring Herschel Walker over the line. Because, of course, in last year's special elections, he was condemning the entire process and basically disillusioning his own supporters. And that's one reason they the Senate races went to the Democrats in Georgia. So it's really up to him. I will say this, Michael. My analysis of the exit polls and the electoral returns suggests that the degree to which a candidate was identified with Trump in these critical Senate races in swing states hurt the candidate. And so Georgia is now a swing state. And you can just see with the differential between the Republican incumbent governor Brian Kemp's performance and Herschel Walker's performance, the association with Trump hurt Walker, in addition to Walker's own, of course, flaws. But there is no doubt that Donald Trump was not campaigning to Brian Kemp. He, of course, is an enemy of Kemp's, tried to run a candidate to defeat Kemp in the primary, lost then, and didn't do anything to help Kemp in Georgia this time. Kemp came off with a stunning victory. In fact, most of the attention, of course, is being paid to Ron DeSantis, but Kemp's victory shouldn't be denied either. I mean, he's now beaten Donald Trump in a primary, or Donald Trump's stalking horse in a primary, and he's beating Stacey Abrams, the Democrat celebrity, twice.
And by a pretty comfortable margin this time. One of the things I'm talking about, that I'm thinking about, Matt, and you also raise it, is in Ohio, the only Trump candidate who won was J.D. Vance. But he ran 20 points behind, 20 points, the triumphant second-term governor, Mike DeWine. who won by 25 points. We will be right back with Matt Continetti of American Enterprise Institute, the author of The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
How long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, in his piece in the New York Times, Matthew Continetti of the American Enterprise Institute writes under the headline, "The Biggest Obstacle to a Republican Revival is Named Trump." And he brings up, to win a national majority, Republicans must rack up big margins among independents and suburbanites and narrow their differences with moderates. Now, why is that? It's because, well, the non-suburbanites, people who live in our urban centers, are so overwhelmingly Democratic. And not to the benefit of those urban centers, by the way. After Tuesday, it is obvious, he writes, to all but his most blinkered fans that Mr. Trump has made the task more difficult. So if we're going to avoid another primary election battleground where there are a whole horde of candidates challenging President Trump, and if President Trump goes ahead with his third race for the presidency, what's the best strategy for someone, whether it's a DeSantis or a Youngkin or a Kemp or Larry Hogan wants to run, Chris Christie wants to run, Mike Pence is running, as his book signifies, for any of those individuals who want to take on President Trump, what's the essential element that would make their success possible?
Well, Michael, as your question implied, the longer that list of names gets, the harder it becomes for any one of these candidates to defeat Trump. And that is simply because President Trump enters the race, the 2024 nomination, with a hold of, I'd say, about 30% of the vote. Let's recall he got 45% of the total vote in the Republican primaries in 2016. That's not a majority of the Republican vote, but it was enough because of the splintered field to win the nomination. So he starts off with about 30%, and that means that the field needs to somehow consolidate again around a non-Trump alternative, a candidate who can both include populists inside his coalition, but also independents in a potential general election. And that candidate to me, as I do my analysis, is DeSantis. He's already emerged prior to last week as the second choice of Republican voters, actually the first choice in some early state polls in a Republican primary. And then he is, of course, the major story out of this election. It was a disappointing election for the Republican Party nationally. The Republicans really had two bright spots. One was in New York, where they didn't win the governor's race against Kathy Hochul, but the surge for the Republican candidate Lee Zeldin actually flipped several House districts. The Republican majority, if that's what it comes down to in the House, will be narrow, and it will be the consequence, I think, of the Zeldin candidacy, even though he didn't win. And the other bright spot, of course, is Florida, where Republicans swept, and DeSantis beat his rival, Charlie Crist, by 20 points, over a million votes. That's a Reagan-like number. And Marco Rubio also won, and they picked up some House seats there in Florida. So coming out of this election, I think DeSantis resembles, in many ways, then-Governor George W. Bush, who was one of the few silver linings in the 1998 midterm election. One of the other instances, there are only four instances in the past century where a midterm did not go against the incumbent president's party. And so I think Republicans might draw a lesson then, say, look, W. took us from a defeat in 1998 to the White House in 2000. Perhaps it can be a candidate like DeSantis who can do the same between 22 and 24.
And he also became then in 2004 the only Republican in a generation to actually win a majority of the popular vote.
Yes, yes, he did. And that, too, is a number that I think should bother Republicans and conservatives. Now, it is true, the Electoral College decides the presidency, and you know, there are many Democrats who had never received a majority of the popular vote. Bill Clinton, of course, never received a majority of the popular vote. But it is something that since 1988, the Republicans have won the popular vote for presidency exactly one time. And that's almost, you know, that's 35 years when we get to the next presidential election. And I think it's time for the Republican Party to take a hard look in the mirror. This is not what I am recommending, the same as the GOP autopsy that followed 2012. I think that document was atrocious. What it is about, though, is thinking how best can conservatives communicate their principles to the ideological center of the country, to the independent voters, to the suburbanites who really will decide elections. We know that they agree with conservative principles on public safety, on education, on political correctness, on border security. But what they don't like are candidates who frighten them because of their either extreme positions or because of their susceptibility to conspiracy theories.
One of the things that they just did a major survey of Republican opinion at University of California, Davis. There are a number of researchers who, and they came to the same conclusion you did, that about a third of Republican voters, which comes to about 15% of all voters in the country, are MAGA loyalists. They are people who will support Trump, and they'll continue supporting Trump, perhaps forever. What does DeSantis do to avoid becoming the irreconcilable arch enemy of that Trumpian base of the Republican Party?
I think the first thing he does, Michael, is not take the bait. Don't respond to the attacks, at least not now, not when you're still a governor, not when you have this legislative session coming up early next year. Let Trump out there keep flailing and come across as the bigger leader. I think that will help Ron DeSantis establish himself as the primary alternative to Donald Trump in 2024. And we already see some movement in the polls. This is early days. I think it's going to be a hard fight ahead. I think what's happening in the House of Representatives next year will affect this fight. But I think the first lesson for DeSantis is don't take the bait. Continue to do what you've been doing.
And in terms of the leadership in the House, McCarthy, the inevitable and appropriate choice?
He seems to have locked up a lot of support. But I think going into this next round, this next cycle, no one should feel entitled to a position. It's not as though the Republican leadership has displayed winning colors here, but I do think McCarthy has the support to be the next Speaker of the House.
Great to talk to Matt Continetti. His book is called The Right, The 100-Year War for the Conservative Movement. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show. Some news from Hollyweird, which is shocking, actually. Get to that and more coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Virginia and Idaho are investigating cases involving the murders of college students. Earlier on Monday, authorities announced the capture of a shooting suspect in the deaths of three University of Virginia football players and the wounding of two other students. Meanwhile, four University of Idaho students are dead in what police are describing as a homicide case. President Biden met with the leader of China on Monday in Bali, Indonesia, for the first time as president. After the meeting, President Biden says he doesn't believe there needs to be a new Cold War.
I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan, and I made it clear that our policy on Taiwan has not changed at all.
Taiwan is a self-governing island that China claims as a breakaway province. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Medved show, I mentioned some news out of Hollywood. It's actually news from Hollywood that spans the globe. Records have been broken by the new Black Panther movie, Wakanda Forever. And honestly, when I read the numbers this morning, it is completely unbelievable. I mean, it's a phenomenon. And the $330 million in global ticket sales after it opened, that according to Disney. Now, in an opening weekend to do $330 million, it's $180 million here in the United States. What's so remarkable about that is this, and it's interesting, is my reservations about the movie, which I liked with some reservations. We'll play the review a little bit later in the show. The movie's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It's about twice the length of a normal movie. And sometimes the title is Wakanda Forever, and that's what it feels like. There are very, very few people, as Dr. Johnson once said about Paradise Lost, "Twere none would say it were too brief." The movie goes on and goes on and goes on and goes on. It's probably still going on. In fact, it's probably still showing someplace at great profit. But see, what's amazing about that is that when you're running a movie at a theater and the movie's 2 hours and 40 minutes long, you can't run it that many different times in a day without, you know, doing screenings at 2 in the morning. And yet, despite the lack of number of screenings that are possible because of the length of the movie, the fact that it did so well, and then the other item is the big star, the guy who played Black Panther to begin this franchise, And that movie ended up doing $1.4 billion worldwide. It's the 14th highest grossing movie of all time. The first Black Panther. Well, the star of that movie, Chadwick Boseman, died 2 years ago from colon cancer. So he was not available. They have some footage of him, some outtakes and some footage of him that they feature here, but he's dead at the beginning of the movie. And the entire thing is sort of seen as a tribute to the first King T'Challa, a Black Panther. But then he doesn't appear, and the rest of the franchise is covered by his sister and his mother and others, and then a new bad guy who is called Namor. In any event, it is an amazing achievement, and again, there are obviously people out there, and probably billions of them by now, who enjoy the movie and are glad that it takes almost 3 hours of their lives. Speaking of Hollywood, there was also a defense of Governor DeSantis, and not a defense of Governor DeSantis against Donald Trump, who calls him Governor DeSanctimonious, and who says that he's at best average, and that he's going to say unflattering things about him. There was a defense of DeSantis by Bill Maher, and he was actually calling for DeSantis to run right away and to not delay in taking on President Trump. And meanwhile, in Ukraine, there has been a dramatic development. At the G20 meeting in Indonesia, as reported a few hours ago, the Indonesian officials say that the foreign minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, who's often the number two guy you see instead of Putin, big guy, Putin being a little guy, Lavrov was taken to the hospital and reports of a heart attack with Russian officials not really sure how to handle this. He was due at the G20 after Putin bowed out suddenly. So what's going on? This a report from the G20, clip 11.
Indonesian officials are reporting that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov taken to the hospital after arriving for the G20 summit in Bali. What is going on? Is there anything that you know that you can tell us about the situation there?
Yeah, this is breaking news. Just happened within the last hour. Let's, of course, back up a step and note, of course, Vladimir Putin skipped the G20.
Right.
He originally had signaled his intention to attend. Indonesian officials had said Putin was going to be here. U.S. officials, as recently as a week ago, also thought Putin was going to be here, although they're going to take pains to make sure that Biden and Putin's paths never crossed here in Bali. But then Putin bowed out in the wake of another humiliating defeat for the Russian army in Ukraine. Lavrov was to come in his stead. He was at in Cambodia over the weekend, and then was arrived today. Indonesian officials say that it's a sort of heart issue. That's all they said. We don't know more than that. Russian officials are downplaying it, saying that Lavrov is fine. But again, G20 summit organizers say Lavrov was hospitalized.
Okay, so a fairly dramatic development. And meanwhile, there's no one of top level representing Russia. At a time when President Biden is trying to enlist the help of the Chinese President Xi Jinping in pressuring North Korea. This was, again, President Biden from his news conference this morning. This is clip 9.
It's difficult to say that I am certain that China can control North Korea, number one. Number two, I made it clear to President Xi Jinping that I thought they had an obligation to attempt to make it clear to North Korea that they should not engage in long-range nuclear tests. And I made it clear as well that if they did, they, meaning North Korea, that we would have to take certain actions that would be more defensive on our behalf, and it would not be directed against North Korea. It would not be directed against China, but it would be to send a clear message to North Korea. We are going to defend our allies as well as American soil and American capacity.
Okay, defending our allies and American soil, obviously important. Look, a trip to Indonesia, even if you're flying on Air Force One, it's one of those things where President Biden, who, according to all his aides and advisors and supporters, is invigorated by the Democrats' unexpected level of success in the midterm elections. By the way, it's very unlikely that they will take the House of Representatives, but they are keeping it very close in the House of Representatives, and they will definitely have control of the Senate, either the same way they do now, or if the Herschel Walker wins the runoff in Georgia, it would be 50-50. Could share the Senate. If Raphael Warnock wins, it will be 51-49 for the Democrats. And that's important because it will make it easier, significantly, for them to get through some of the nominations, particularly judicial nominations, whether or not there's another opening on the Supreme Court, there's not likely to be, not in the next 2 years. But there are many other judgeships that where the openings and the confirmations will be very important. There is a basic message that a number of people are seeing from these elections. Jonathan Weissman and Katie Gluck in the New York Times write under the headline, "On the right and on the left, people voted to reject extremists." How so? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
You're right. You're right about that.
Michael Medved.
You're right.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, Ron DeSantis was clearly the big winner. I mean, aside from the terrific photograph on the front page of the New York Post, the day before they ran the picture of President Trump as an egg on top of a big wall with the headline Trumpty Dumpty, the day before that, they had a picture of Governor DeSantis with his very beautiful wife, Casey, and their three little kids. And they looked great. It was one wonderful photograph. And they ran the headline, "The Future," D-E, Future. And that seems to be the conclusion of everyone. I think it's very tough to find a bigger winner from Election Day than DeSantis, and he won by 20 points. He had won election as governor of Florida by less than a percentage point. Was very close. Remember, he was running against that guy, Andrew Gillum, who it turned out was arrested in a cocaine-riddled hotel room with gay sex workers, and his political career, former mayor of Tallahassee, comes so close to beating DeSantis. Well, this time he's running against a well-funded Democratic candidate, former governor himself, a former Republican himself, and he just sailed. He cruised, and again, he's handled himself in a very presidential manner. So much so that even with somebody who's a self-identified progressive and a Democrat, Bill Maher defended DeSantis against some of the left-wing attacks against him. This is Bill Maher on his show with Ro Khanna, the Democratic congressman from California, and Robert Costa. Listen.
The reason why I think DeSantis is so strong is because he can do both things. He can do the performance art that seems to have you so exercised to the base, most of which I don't really know if it's that damaging. He picks a fight with Disney. Does it really affect anybody? I mean, I read the Don't Say Gay, which is not the name of the law. They called it the Don't Say Gay law. It could have been called the Let's Do Things in Schools the Way We Did 5 Years Ago law. It really could have. So what I'm saying is he can do both that, but he knows how to rile up the base. I agree. He's a politician. But he also can be a normal governor. In other words, after the storm, he can stand with President Biden like a normal governor does and work with them, and then send some migrants to Martha's Vineyard. You know, and that's a very powerful thing to have both those elements.
And is that undeniable? It's undeniable. And the one thing that I think is going to be a necessity for DeSantis, assuming that he does make a race, and I think most people assume that he will, he'll let Trump have the stage to himself, for better or worse, and especially considering the context, could well be worse, because this is a funny moment to announce your candidacy when there are people all over the Republican Party who are blaming you for what's been a pretty disappointing session. Well, DeSantis obviously wasn't disappointing at all. But what he does need to work on is warming up the personality a little bit. He does seem strictly business, and that can be very grateful, but little touch of folksiness. Apparently he does have a sense of humor. It isn't very often displayed. Bill Maher does have a sense of humor and a sense of perspective, he continued.
We have the incumbent in the White House who has beaten Donald Trump, who is the incumbent right. president with huge advantages, and just had a terrific midterm.
He will definitely beat Trump again. Would he beat DeSantis? That I don't know. And it's going to look weird, because he will be like literally twice as old as him. And and DeSantis has like three little kids. You know, that always plays well in America. America likes new. It really likes strange. We want some strange. You know, like you said DeSantis shouldn't run. DeSantis should run now and quickly. This is the problem, Chris Christie.
Right, he could have run in 2011, 2012. Sometimes in politics you have one chance.
Well, you don't. The longer you stay at the fair, the more you get beat up. When Obama ran, they said, he has no record. He went good. Great. I'm glad I have no record, because people don't give a shit about your record.
Comparing DeSantis to Obama is like that line that Lloyd Benson had with Dan Quayle is no John F. Kennedy. DeSantis is no Barack Obama.
This is his moment, in the sense that the Republican Party, for the first time in 7 years, is starting to say, maybe not on Trump.
That gives exactly. Right.
Well, see, it's not just that. And by the way, to say that Barack Obama is incomparably higher level than Ron DeSantis, by the way, even if you look at their academic record, right, DeSantis is one of those people who has been outstanding at everything he's done as an undergraduate at Yale, at Harvard Law School, and the Judge Advocate General Corps in the Navy. If you look at this guy's record, it's win, 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 win. And three sessions, terms in the United States House of Representatives, and then being elected twice as governor of Florida and working for 4 years as governor of Florida. I mean, Barack Obama had just been elected briefly to the state Senate in Illinois, where about half the people go to jail quite regularly, and had been a very undistinguished United States senator from Illinois. He was a remarkable orator, and that was what allowed him to run. But, again, this Democratic assumption that Barack Obama, it doesn't matter, the fact that he has no record is an advantage. The truth is that when you have a record, and the record is one of success that is very, very consistent, one of the things, I'm a baseball fan, and DeSantis, though he doesn't look like Aaron Judge, for the New York Yankees. He hits like Aaron Judge. No, he really does. He was the captain of the Yale baseball team, and his senior year, he batted .336, which was the highest batting average in the Ivy League. Now you may say, every once in a while, there are Ivy League players who make it to the majors. Speaking of people who are making it to the majors, there's a one of the successful candidates, and it wasn't at all a sure thing that he would be successful last night, I think helped himself a lot with a very moving, touching, and unexpected victory statement. Who am I talking about? Well, we will let you know coming up. We'll also be speaking with Josh Kroshauer, who is the senior political correspondent at Axios. He writes about the midterms that no one saw coming. It's a postmortem with seven important election night bellwethers. We will talk about that and figure out what is going on here. And what is it that scared, apparently, so many voters against Republican candidates? There's commentary on that that I think is profound. And how do we know that people really did vote to reject extremists on both sides? Well, the evidence, it seems to me, is extraordinarily strong. And part of the reason that people voted against extremism is all of the brain-dead, stupid talk of civil war. There are new demonstrators out in Arizona who are demonstrating, asking the army to come in and take over the vote counting. We will... No, really. We'll talk about that, and we will also be doing a review of the phenomenally successful Black Panther. Are we closer to civil war because of what happened in this election? If you're one of those people who believes that it is appropriate to consider violence when things don't go your way at the ballot box, you can give us a call. We'll be coming right up with Josh Kroshauer on the midterms that no one saw coming. Have they become already the midterms that no one can understand? We will talk about that and much more on the Michael Medved Show in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.